From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. If you have traveled abroad in the past few years and you bought something with your credit card, you may have received a peculiar piece of mail recently. A national class action suit settled in July with the major credit card companies, the people who issue visas, MasterCards, and Diners Club cards, entitles anyone who has used their card abroad in the past 10 years to a refund. According to the New York court's decision, the banks charged a foreign transaction fee that they now owe their customers back, or at least some of it. Bonnie Sweeney is co-lead counsel on the case. She's a partner at the firm of Coughlin, Stoya, Geller, Rudman & Robbins, and she joins us now from San Diego. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
And first, please explain the basics of this case to us, which so many people are learning about in the mail now for the first time.
Sure. When you use the cards overseas in the past 10 years, you paid a 1% fee that was imposed by Visa and MasterCard. And in addition, many of the major credit card issuing banks also imposed an additional fee, usually of 2%. So this lawsuit returns those fees to the credit card and debit card holders.
But the companies defended their practice. They claim they didn't do anything wrong here.
That's what they say. But we claim that the fees were set collectively in violation of federal antitrust laws, and also that they were inadequately disclosed to cardholders because the information wasn't on the billing statement. Now, as a result of this case and the settlement, the fees that are charged by the banks when you use your credit card overseas are fully disclosed on the billing statement.
Now, the people who have seen this mailing have seen there are three different ways, three options in which you can claim, and I want you just to explain them quickly to us.
Sure. Refund option number one is the easy refund. This is where you get $25. This is recommended if you didn't spend a lot of money overseas. Option two is for people who probably spent more than $2,500 overseas, but either don't have good records or don't want to go through the effort of compiling year by year their transactions, which is required by option three. And so option three is for people who spent a lot of money overseas and for companies. And that's a little more complicated. You have to record every year your annual overseas expenditures.
How many people are part of this class of people who could get a refund coming to them because they traveled abroad and used one of these credit cards overseas anytime in the past 10 years?
There are more than 40 million people who are eligible to file a claim for a refund in the case. Probably around 30 million people received notice within the last week or 2 weeks of the settlement.
30 million at $25, that's $750 million, which I believe is twice the size of the settlement. What happens if 30 million people all file for it and their claims exceed that amount of $336 million?
If the number of claims exceeds the settlement, then the claim refunds will be reduced. And there is a formula that was agreed to and approved by the court. The $25 claims are the last ones to be reduced. So we expect that everyone who files a claim for $25 will get $25.
Lawyers' fees are a pretty big chunk of the settlement, I should think. What does the traffic usually bear in terms of a share of an award that goes to attorneys in these matters?
We're asking for an attorney's fee that amounts to 27.5%, not the full settlement amount, but the settlement less the notice and administration costs. So something that percentage is going to be asked for of the, I think it's around $308 million.
How soon do you think the checks will actually be in the mail?
Well, that depends. The court's going to have a hearing on March 31st, 2008. If the court approves a settlement and there's no appeals, then hopefully the checks will go out after that.
Well, Bonnie Sweeney, co-lead counsel in the case against the credit card companies, thank you very much for talking with us about it.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.